You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by Food Matters Live.
Hi, I'm Jo Kirkland. Welcome to Table Talk and this second episode in our food tech series. In conversation, we have talked a lot about startup companies and entrepreneurs trying to make their way in the world of food tech and sustainability. Our panels have talked so extensively and passionately about it that we thought the subject deserved a second episode. So this episode is a roundup of all things startup with a particular emphasis on winning investment. We hear from Phil Veery, a former investor turned commercial director for startup company Winnow Solutions, Milena Lazarevska, head of future brands at Sainsbury's, and also from Tomasz Strakowski from venture capitalists ETF Partners. Joining me now is Tomasz Strakowski, investor with ETF Partners. Hi, Tomasz.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me. So ETF are an interesting fund as you present yourselves as the leading sustainability venture capitalists in Europe. Sustainability is such a hot topic currently. So tell us about ETF's areas of interest and why sustainability is at the core of what you're doing.
ETF Partners stands for the Environmental Technologies Fund, and we've been around quite a long time now in venture capital terms, since 2006. By the sheer fact of being around, we've been investing quite a lot in sustainability-related companies across Europe. Our group includes about seven or eight international individual investors. As I mentioned, we invest across Europe. We focus on growth companies that bring a positive impact through innovation.
And is the food tech sector playing into your areas of interest?
So in general, we look at what we call sustainability through innovation. And food waste and food security and everything food related is a huge part of it. And when we look at things like smart industry, we're very curious to find companies that make an impact on food supply chains and things like that.
We've talked a fair bit in the past about startups and how they win investment. And as the whole area of sustainability and food tech lends itself to startups, what's important for small entrepreneurial food tech enterprises to consider?
We're very happy to see that there's many more food tech and agri-tech and generally sustainability-related startups coming about. And I think every entrepreneur that starts a company and nowadays, or most of them, think, am I making a good impact on the world? And this is a very positive thing that is happening. Now, to your question, what does a company need to think about to win an investment? I think companies, first of all, need to think of whether they have a good product market fit. So if they have a big market, regardless, this is always a good thing to address a big market, and a product that really solves a real problem, that's already a very good start. The other thing that is very important is to have a good team. Having a good team at the end of the day is probably more important than product. Having a good team that can execute and showing these sort of elements in a company is very important when you go out and fundraise.
That's so interesting. So you're looking more at the people than the product.
Yeah, so I think we look at the product a lot, but but I think what happens at the end of the day that a very good team can sell an okay product, but a bad team can't sell a very good product at all. And beyond that, what is important to remember, at this stage of companies, when they're just a startup, there's not a lot of data that can support whether a product is good or not, whether it will sell or not, and there's not a lot of financials that one could look at and say, this company is doing well, it's not doing well. So at the end of the day, we invest in people. And if you invest in very good people, then it takes you a long way.
Any pitfalls to avoid?
I think always be professional. it's important. I think sometimes entrepreneurs can be too involved in their product and forget that when they present it to an investor, this investor is not necessarily in the know of what it is and why is it so special and why is it about to change the world. And it's good to be able to take a step back and to present the bigger picture, explain your business in simple terms, and in general, keep it simple, keep it crisp, get to the point quickly, and engage with the people you speak with.
So can you tell us about some of the sustainable businesses that you've invested in and why they were successful in winning ETF's attention in the first place?
So Phoenix is a very exciting company, and they tie in to the smart city space and the food waste in general. So what Phoenix does is that they work with supermarkets on channeling the food that is towards its end of life and channeling what would usually be food waste into the right food banks and donations. So basically, what happened until now is that French supermarkets would just throw away food that is about to expire and pay for waste management companies to deal with this food. What Phoenix allows them to do is to channel this food to the right food banks and to donate that food or resell that food, or if it's already expired food, to channel it into biogas production facilities and things like that. Another food-related business that we've recently invested in, and this is quite a new area for us, the company is called Eagle Genomics.
Oh, yes, and the microbiome.
Exactly. So Eagle Genomics focus on the research of the microbiome, but this is not a bio company, so they don't do microbiome research. This is a software company that enables corporates such as Unilever and others to have a platform where they can do the research of the microbiome. So currently, the situation is that microbiome is a new field of exploration, and it's a field with vast amounts of data. And this
maybe explain a bit about the microbiome if there's anyone that's listening.
Yeah, that's a good point. So microbiome is quite a new field and a very exciting one. And it is the ecosystem of bacteria in every living organism. So it can be the human gut, it can be soil, and anything that is composed of bacteria. Now, it is very interesting because until now, we were very much used to, as humans, to just, when there's a problem, shoot antibiotics to it and hope we kill the bad bacteria as well as the good bacteria. But we know for many years now that the right way forward is to have the right balance of bacteria in any living organism. Now, why is it so important? Because in the future, we'll be able to balance this microbiome ecosystem to enable better and healthier products to eat and a better way to grow crops and as well maintain better health in ourselves. So sometimes we feel very sick and we take a pill, but actually we just need to balance our microbiome ecosystem. Now, Eagle Genomics is a company that focuses on the data beyond a microbiome. So what Eagle Genomics does is to enable corporates such as Unilever and others to do research and to take the microbiome data and turn it into knowledge that they can then use to create more sustainable products and products that are healthier for people. Now, it is also very relevant for agriculture and how to create a soil that has the right microbiome composition. So this is a very exciting company which we just recently invested in.
So they're kind of a one-of-a-kind company, and hence why they won your attention in the first place.
Yeah, so you see a lot of data analytics companies out there, but we haven't seen any data platform specifically designed for microbiome research. And to your earlier question about what we look for in a company, this company has a very experienced, very knowledgeable team, a done-it-before entrepreneur, and a very unique proposition. And more than that, their customers are very happy. So this is always very important to for an investor to hear.
And so are you out looking? Did you find them or did they find you? How does it work in terms of coming together with
people? Yeah, so I think people always ask this question, but it's very broad with how we find investments. So we are actively looking for investments. We go across the continent and speak with companies and reach out to them. But we also answer to any email that is being sent to us or an introduction that we get from someone from our network.
So for all the startups listening out there, if you had three top tips to give to startups, what would they be?
Yeah, three top tips, and I might repeat myself a bit. I think the three top tips would be find a good product market fit, and don't hesitate to go and test whatever your idea is. Don't sit at home and make plans for years. Just go out there, test it on your addressable market and see how people react. Go back home, change what you need to change, and test it again. So first tip is just find your product and go out there. Second tip, we talked about it, focus on execution. And have a killer execution, which will lead you to success more than, again, sitting at home and developing the best product in the world. So I think execution is key. And lastly, invest in people. Take the time to build a good team, a team that you can work with, and that you can run with for many years. That's important.
There you go. You heard it here first. He also said he answers all his emails. So you're going to be inundated now. Tomer, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're listening to the Table Talk podcast brought to you by Food Matters Live.
And joining me now is Phil Veery, Commercial Director at Winnow Solutions. Phil, tell us about Winnow and how you're helping support commercial kitchens in reducing their food waste.
So Winnow develops digital tools to help chefs reduce food waste. We have a technology that goes into kitchens and helps accurately measure and report on food waste in daily operations. We are now using artificial intelligence to capture images of food waste as they're thrown away. So we have a scale that goes on the floor. Your bin goes on top of the scale. And then we have a camera and a tablet and a computer that sit on the wall. And as food is being thrown in the bin, the camera takes photos of the food. And over time, automatically captures waste as it's being thrown away. So there's a photo of what was in the bin before, a photo of what is new in the bin. It analyzes the change and then makes a prediction based on the data that we have in our database. So to give you an example, if you throw away some bacon at the end of a breakfast buffet, the person throwing the food away would throw it away in a normal way. As it hits the bottom of the bin, there's a photo that's automatically taken, the weight is recorded, we have the cost per kilo of the item already in the system. That transaction, waste transaction, if you like, is automatically logged in our system. All of the items then that are thrown away throughout the course of the day are collected in the cloud, and then we send down a report the following day to show the chef and his team what's been wasted, when it was wasted, and most importantly, the cost of that waste, so they can pinpoint where to make changes in their production practices the coming day and the coming week. We also make all of the data available via an online dashboard, so kitchen managers can go in and look at data over time, and operations directors can look at multiple sites in one go and benchmark performance of sites according to their efficiency with waste.
And from your experience at both Winnow and your previous role in venture capital, what do you see as the biggest opportunities for food tech in helping deliver on sustainability?
Yes, I think there are lots of exciting opportunities. Tech is obviously moving incredibly fast, and we're seeing it impact many different sectors today. I think in food, particularly focused on waste, there's lots of interesting technologies out there. Companies like Too Good To Go, Olio. There's a company doing hyperspectral imaging on food to also focus on food waste, and other companies coming up with all kinds of innovations. And I think we're seeing this across the board, and lots of companies, big businesses, obviously recognizing the potential for disruption across the food sector. And therefore paying a lot of attention to what's going on so that they don't fall behind the curve.
And how do you think that your background in venture capital, investing in early stage emerging technologies, has helped you take Winnow to the next commercial level?
Well, I think I sort of have two experiences that I think have been helpful. One, before my role in venture capital, was growing a startup in the renewable energy sector for about 7 years, where we went from a small organization born out of London to a kind of a large global team, and then exited the business to a large corporate. And so that experience has definitely been very helpful for me in my role at Winnow as we scale the business internationally. And then from a venture capital perspective later on, I think really just understanding what the pain points are for an early stage business, and being able to speak the right language, both from an investor perspective, but also from a kind of a senior management perspective. So when we go and talk with our partners and our customers across the world, we're able to kind of clearly demonstrate our ability to partner with these companies over the long term, and give them confidence that we have not just the technological know-how, but also the kind of the managerial and the business kind of knowledge and expertise to partner with them, over many, many years.
Thanks to Phil, and joining me now is Milena Lazarevska, Head of Future Brands at Sainsbury's. Milena, tell me a bit about your role at Sainsbury's.
Hi. So we started the Future Brands team in Sainsbury's just under a year ago now. And we started that with the, realization that in order for us to survive and thrive as a retailer, we have to offer our customers something that is different from what they can find anywhere else. And part of creating that differentiation means differentiating the branded products that we sell as well. In addition to that, we saw that there is quite a lot of activity in the food tech space or the food innovation space in the UK. And there's a lot of investment money going into fueling that innovation. And we wanted to make sure we're at the forefront of understanding what the innovation is and bringing it on board to Sainsbury's early. And by that, differentiating our product ranges and giving our customers even more reasons to choose to shop with Sainsbury's. So my role, I head up the part of the team which is called Find, and my team will basically look for what are the best new challenger brands that we want to list and partner with, and understanding who they are and partnering with them.
So what advice would you give to challenger startups looking to pitch to a major supermarket like Sainsbury's?
Yeah, I get that question quite often from startups, and I always give a slightly different answer because it depends a little bit which category a startup is or how mature they are. My key advice would be, if you're just coming out with your brand and your product for the first time, it's quite tempting to go straight to a large retailer because the retail market in the UK is pretty consolidated. But I would say make sure you test as early as possible with a target group of consumers and make sure you understand how customers are actually buying your brand. It's very different what customers say they will do to sometimes what customers do. So having a bit of a track record of selling to customers with really good feedback from customers makes for a really good pitch book coming to pitch to a large retailer. And then the other bit of advice, which I think is really important, is that getting listed is only half the battle, probably even less than half the battle. The bigger part is making sure your product gets off the shelf and into customers' hands. So having a really good A, understanding, and B, finances and backing to actually provide good marketing support to your brand once it's listed in a large retailer and available nationwide, so that customers know it's there and they go and buy it and they repeat purchase it, that is critical in making sure your brand stays in the range.
Brilliant. Thanks, Milena. Thanks so much for talking to me.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Table Talk podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please share a review. If you like what you've heard, find out more on foodmatterslive.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.